This is the Music History Today podcast for May 18th. On today's show, the music world has a Sister Soldier moment and also loses Ian Curtis and Chris Cornell. First up, though, on this date, in 1897, the first Irish Music Festival was held. In 1964, the Animals recorded the song House of the Rising Sun. Richie Blackmore of Deep Purple married his wife, Margaret Volkmar. And Paul McCartney was interviewed by celebrity broadcast interviewer David Frost. In 1966, the Hollies recorded the song Bus Stop, and Bruce Springsteen recorded for the first time as a member of his first band, the Castiles. In 1975, a near riot broke out at a Bay City Rollers concert at a racetrack in Leicestershire, England, when fans tried to swim out to an island in a lake in the middle of the racetrack where the band were going to play. The band never got to play due to the craziness that followed. In 1978, the movie The Buddy Holly Story premiered. In 1980, Peter Criss left the band Kiss. He would return in 1996 and then leave again a few years ago. In 1981, Diana Ross left Motown Records for RCA Records. In 1992, Sister Soldier of Public Enemy caused controversy when an interview came out where she said, quote, "If black people kill black people every day, why not have a week and kill white people?" End quote. She was referring to the Los Angeles riots at the time. She was called out for her remarks, and appropriately so, by then presidential candidate Bill Clinton, which itself became controversial because of Clinton's support in the black community at the time. The phrase, having a sister soldier moment, when a politician goes against that politician's core group of supporters by attacking one of them, became part of the political lexicon and is now a political trope. We discuss more about this and many other subjects on the Music History In-Depth podcast, which has dropped by the time you're listening to this one. In 1996, Soundgarden performed on Saturday Night Live. In 2002, Barry Manilow premiered his TV special, Ultimate Manilow. In 2007, singer Amy Winehouse married video producer Blake Fielder Civil. In 2012, the movie Battleship, co-starring Rihanna, premiered in movie theaters. In 2020, country music singer Travis McCreedy performed the first post-COVID-19 socially distanced concert. And in 2023, the Supreme Court ruled 7-2 that artist Andy Warhol's silkscreen art rendering of photographer Linda Goldsmith's photograph of a young prince that she took during publicity for Prince's first album violated Goldsmith's copyright and that the photos were not part of a fair use clause. The decision had far-reaching implications for creatives, including people who put photos of albums and other things on, of all things, YouTube. Oh, and social media. So be wary when you're putting those photographs that people took of musicians and whatnot on your social media. Just saying. In classical music, in 1887, the Emmanuel Chabrier opera, King in Spite of Himself, premiered. The opera house where it premiered, the Opera Comique in Paris, burned down less than a week later. The two didn't have anything to do with each other. In 1889, Jules Massenet premiered his opera, Esclamande. And in 1897, Paul Dukas's symphonic piece, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, which was used in the Disney animated movie Fantasia, premiered. In theater, in 1969, the Broadway show Canterbury Tales closed, and in 1986, the revival of the musical Singing in the Rain closed on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on May 18th, in 1996, Ireland won the Eurovision Song Contest. In 2008, Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley were among the big winners at the Academy of Country Music Awards. In 2013, Denmark won the Eurovision Song Contest. And in 2014, Pharrell Williams and Miley Cyrus were among the big winners at the Billboard Music Awards. Albums that were released on May 18th include in 1964 when Brenda Lee released Brenda Lee by Request. In 1973, The Byrds released The History of the Byrds. In 1976, Angel released Hell of a Band, and Warren Zevon released his self-titled album. In 1979, Ian Dury and the Blockheads released Do It Yourself, and David Bowie released Lodger. In 1986, Concrete Blonde released their self-titled album. In 1987, Steve Earle released Exit Zero. In 1988, the Golden Throats Great Celebrity Sing-Off compilation album was released. In 1990, Luis Miguel released 20 Años. In 1993, Jerry Lee Lewis released the Jerry Lee Lewis anthology, All Killer, No Filler. Janet Jackson released Janet. Judas Priest released Metalworks 73 to 93, and Kiss released Alive 3. In 1997, Feeder released Polythene. In 1998, Gravedigger released Knights of the Cross. In 1999, AFI released Black Sails in the Sunset. Eddie Money released Ready Eddie. Jimmy Buffett released Beach House on the Moon. And the Phil Collins Big Band released A Hot Night in Paris. And in 2010, Triumph released Triumph's Greatest Hits Remixed. Singles that were released on May 18th include in 1961 when Jan and Dean released Heart and Soul. In 1968, Gary Lewis and the Playboys released Sealed with a Kiss. In 1972, Looking Glass released Brandy, You're a Fine Girl. What a Good Wife You Would Be. And in 2014, The Flaming Lips, featuring Miley Cyrus, released Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on May 18th include blues great Big Joe Turner, entertainer Perry Como, singer Jack Johnson, Mark Mothersbaugh of Devo, singer Martika, rapper Rob Bass of Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock, guitarist Bruce Gilbert of the band Wire, singer Joe Bonsall of the group The Oak Ridge Boys, pianist Jim McNeely, country music singer George Strait, trumpet player and trombonist Michael Zerwin, organist Lou Bennett, banjo player Dick McPartland, songwriter Meredith Wilson, blues pianist Lou Hooper, bass player Pops Foster, rapper Kyle Harvey, singer Tae Yang, rapper W.Y.O. Chi, singer Platinum, singer Dennis Coleman, Billy Howardell of The Perfect Circle, Paige Hamilton of Helmet, jazz composer Kai Winding, David Nail of David Nail and the Well Ravens, gospel singer Walter Hawkins, Christopher Hall of Stabbing Westward, Jack Ashford of the Funk Brothers, Lobby Lloyd of Purple Hearts, songwriter Albert Hammond, Rick Wakeman of the group Yes, Mark Richardson of Skunk Anansi, songwriter Reckless Eric, bandleader Tommy Tucker, Jim Mogany of Midnight Oil, singer Toya Wilcox, singer Chantal Kreviazuk, gospel singer Francesca Battistelli, producer Ali Zafar, composer Julius Hopp, Bill Wallace of The Guess Who, Michael Cretu of Enigma, singer Eric West, and Josh Clayton Felt of the group School of Fish. Artists who unfortunately passed away on May 18th include composer Guillaume Dumanoir, who passed away in 1697 at the age of 81. Composer and organist George Boehm passed away in 1733 at the age of 71. Composer Thaddeus Lipowski passed away in 1767 at the age of 28. Composer Bernardo Bertoni passed away in 1829 at the age of 72. Composer Bonifacio Azzioli passed away in 1832 at the age of 62. Composer and pianist Isaac Albéniz passed away in 1909 at the age of 48. Composer Florimond Van Duyse passed away in 1910 at the age of 66. Opera singer and composer Pauline Verdot passed away in 1910 at the age of 88. Composer and also conductor of the New York Philharmonic, Gustav Mahler, the legendary Mr. Gustav Mahler, passed away from heart disease in 1911 at the age of 50. Organist and conductor Otto Rubinke passed away in 1913 at the age of 70. Composer Toivo Kula passed away after being shot during an argument in 1918 at the age of 34. The conductor of the Scarborough Spa Orchestra from 1912 to 1935, composer Alec McLean, passed away in 1936 at the age of 63. Composer Rositer Cole passed away in 1952 at the age of 86. Composer Eero Sipilä passed away in 1972 at the age of 53. Composer Leroy Anderson passed away in 1975 at the age of 66. Singer Ian Curtis of the group Joy Division committed suicide in 1980 at the age of 23. We discuss more about his life and death on the Music History In-Depth podcast, which has dropped on this same network that you're listening to now by the time you're listening to this one. Conductor and composer David Moule Evans passed away in 1988 at the age of 82. Organist and master of the choristers at the Chapel Royal at Hampton Court Palace, Gordon Reynolds passed away in 1995 at the age of 74. Composer and organist André François Mariscotti passed away in 1995 at the age of 93. Singer-songwriter Kevin Gilbert passed away from an accidental asphyxiation in 1996 at the age of 29. Augustus Pablo of King Tubby Meets Rockers Uptown passed away in 1999 at the age of 44. Jazz trumpet player Freddie Randall passed away in 1999 at the age of 78. The co-founder of the Balalaika and Damra Association of America, balalaika player and ethnomusicologist Steve Wolonick passed away in 2000 at the age of 54. The professor at the Juilliard School of Music from 1961 to 1985, composer Gideon Waltrop, passed away in 2000 at the age of 80. Jazz drummer Elvin Jones passed away in 2004 at the age of 76. Singer Yo-Yoy Villum passed away in 2007 at the age of 74. Rapper Dalla passed away in 2009 at the age of 21. Opera singer Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau passed away in 2012 at the age of 86. Singer extraordinaire Mr. Jerry Vale passed away in 2014 at the age of 83. Singer Chris Cornell of the groups Soundgarden and also Audioslave committed suicide in 2017 at the age of 52. Reggae artist Frankie Paul passed away from kidney disease in 2017 at the age of 51. Singer Bro Hayes of the group The Persuasions passed away in 2017 at the age of 74. And singer-songwriter Franco Battiato passed away in 2021 at the age of 76. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is May 19th, when in 1962, Marilyn Monroe seductively sang Happy Birthday to President John F. Kennedy Jr. at his birthday party celebration in New York City.